Well, at the time I discovered ECM, which was the beginning of the 70s, jazz recording was about to go through a big transition. Up to that point, if you were an established jazz musician, you just about had to be on a major American label. And I had been on RCA for 8 years, then I was on Atlantic for 5 years, and it was at that point that I met Manfred. And Chick was really the entry into ECM for me. He had started recording for ECM, and when he and I played a concert in Munich, Manfred came to see the concert and introduced himself. And Chick was telling me how much he had, you know, enjoyed working with Manfred. They'd already made one record together, I believe a trio record or something. And so we went ahead and made this first duet record, Crystal Silence, with Manfred. And I so much enjoyed working with him. It was so different than a big record company. He really knew the music. He knew the musicians. He was so different than a typical American label producer. I was at the point where I was going to be re-signing a new contract with Atlantic, and I began to hesitate and ask myself, did I want to do this, or did I want to try this kind of experiment, which was, for most musicians, wouldn't have done it, because it would meant giving up a major American deal to go with a company that wasn't even distributed in the U.S. yet. It was just a German import label. But I had felt such a connection to Manfred that I decided, okay, I'm going to do it. And it was a perfect choice, because ECM became the next wave of the future in recording jazz. So all through the 70s and the 80s, ECM became a real trendsetter in directing musicians toward smaller, more focused labels that had more of the artistry of the musician at heart, that were a little less commercial, and a producer who worked very closely with the musicians. And also, ECM was the first real change in jazz becoming a global. You know, for years, we always perceived jazz as being this American thing that would go out from America to Europe or to Asia or to South America or something. But we never saw it as coming back. We didn't see influences coming from Europe or from South America or Asia so much. It always seemed like, well, this is always an American thing. That's where all the new stuff comes from. And ECM started putting out records that were very European, that had other, ideas, and started bringing influences now back to America. And so I think the nature of jazz then began to be much more globalized after this period. And ECM was the record label that started this change. So it was a great time period to be on the label. The 16 years I was with them until 1988 was a period of great activity and exposure. It was the hot jazz label to be with, and I loved working with Manfred. He was absolutely the best producer that I've ever worked with.